Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's what they call me around here, Mr. Humble. At your service. Happy New Year, everybody. It's 2019. It's the new year. How about that? Can't believe it's gone by so fast. I'm glad you're here. Buckle your seatbelts. Do not unbuckle. Pull those straps tight, all 5 points of contact. The force known as Ellen Rohr is in the building. Ellen is, she's an amazing individual. She is a force. And she's the bare bones business lady. She's written all the important books on that topic, bare bones business planning, bare bones cash management. Where did the money go? She learned that the hard way, as I did. And she's our good friend, Ellen Rohr. Welcome back to the show.
Hey. I like hearing you talk about the basics. I love the basics.
Fundamentals.
They take you all the way. The fundamentals.
Can we talk about that for a minute? Because that's your back. I mean, that's your foundation of your whole platform. You talked about that on the show way back in the day when you first joined me, about how you basically, as I did. Ran through a lot of money before you understood the power of the fundamentals.
It's so true, and the fundamentals always work. And in my life as a business owner, you may relate to this too. You start with the basics, or you make a lot of mistakes, and then someone teaches you the basics. I don't know anybody who got it right out of the gate, but you get a mentor, you listen to shows like this, you pay attention, you read the books, and you start applying the fundamentals. And then you get fancy, and fancy doesn't help. You're tracking 150 statistics, and you're trying to do a management flavor of the month. And then you get back to the basics again, and the basics will take you as far as you want to go. I loved hearing you talk about that. I wasn't quite sure what the King Biscuit was of cash, though.
Yeah, the King Biscuit. That's the King Biscuit Flower Hour. You don't
I was
remember
laughing.
That? Yeah, whatever trips your wires, that's what I was trying.
That's
I was just
right.
trying to get across. But
the
but
cash is king, right? Pay attention
yeah.
to cash. Pay attention to profit. Say thank you to people. I love you, Jim, and I love your reminders.
Well, the thing that I worry about is that I love encouraging millennials because they've got so much promise. They own the future. They're already taking ownership of the future, and they're going to be the future. And but sometimes, and it's not just millennials though. But sometimes when I talk to them, I notice them being a little eye-rolling when I talk about things that look like they have a little dust on them, maybe a little age, a little bit long in the tooth. They seem like they are, and some things are long in the tooth that I still want to talk about, but some of the time when I talk about these things, they're fundamentals, and you can't roll your eyes at the fundamentals because they will get
well,
you.
Well, and then on the other hand, I think we just have to learn to listen and love one another, and today is a good day to do that. Because sometimes I think young people are talking to old farts like me, and we are missing the boat. That, you know, they're not going to write things down. They can't go straight to their devices as opposed to using a notebook. Like, there are things that have changed fundamentally about how we can communicate. And
right.
today is a good day to celebrate that. In fact, you know what my topic is today?
Tell us.
Restitution. Restitution.
Redemption, redemption, and restitution. I want to talk about that in the next segment. I do want to talk about that, but I want to get more before we do, because folks, that's what we're going to talk about, redemption and restitution in the
redemption.
Next segment. But before we do that, I'm not through getting all the fundamentals out of you. I want you to talk. I want you to talk about. Let's help people get started down the new way. I talked about one of the fundamentals is delegation. Being able to delegate
so
and being able to accept the fact that you can't be perfect. You can have a perfect. You and I are perfect when we do it ourselves. But if we're going to build an organization, we have to be accepting of excellence, not expect perfection. What do you think?
Yes, and may I give a tip about delegation?
Yep.
Most people don't delegate; they abdicate, even if they try it. Okay, they hog all the opportunities, and then they say, "Okay, you do it." And then they don't like how it's done, and then it bounces back to them.
Right.
So another fundamental, and I don't think you want to hear this, dear listener, another fundamental is that an executive's life is a life of meetings. You got to meet with people.
Mm-hmm.
That, I mean, how else are you going to communicate, right?
Right.
So you have to meet with them. So if you're going to delegate a project, you have a meeting, and in that meeting, you line up the basic journalistic questions. This is how you delegate. What are we doing? Why are we doing this? Who's going to be in charge? Who's there to help? How much time, energy, and money?
And I think that's something the millennials are probably pretty good at, probably better than baby boomers at doing that.
Well,
because they're more collaborative than we are.
Exactly. Or just, you know, tell me what you want here, as opposed to, okay, you just put in that new software program.
Right.
That's a bit vague in terms of.
Well, and then there's
so
and if you don't do it right, there's a gotcha on the other end. We'll come back, folks. Ellen wants to talk about redemption and do that after the break. 2022. Happy New Year.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.